Praise be to Allah, the Lord of the worlds, who ordered us to implement what the Messenger brought and to refrain from what he forbade. May Allah raise the rank of our Master Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who guided us to a clear and truthful path and protect his nation from that which he feared for them. O Allah, remind us of the good that we have forgotten. Teach us the good that we lack and benefit us with the knowledge that we have learnt. Ameen. Allah made it obligatory upon every Muslim to fast the month of Ramadan. Allah Ta'ala said in the Holy Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ. Ayah 183 of Surah Al-Baqarah means, He, Allah, made fasting obligatory upon you. Fasting the month of Ramadan was made obligatory during the month of Sha'ban, in the second year after the immigration. Fasting the month of Ramadan is a great obligation and among the most important matters of Islam. The Muslims look forward to this month because it is the month of goodness, obedience, and blessings. It is also the best month of the year, and in it is the best night of the year, that is the night of Qadr. Fasting is abstaining from anything that invalidates the fast during the day, along with having made the intention during the night. It is an obligation upon every pubescent, sane, and able Muslim to fast. However, it is not valid from the menstruating and postpartum bleeding women. Fasting Ramadan becomes obligatory by one of two things. The first, finishing 30 days of Ramadan, or seeing the crescent of Ramadan on the 30th night of Sha'ban. This is due to the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, "Sumu li ru'yatihi wa aftiru li ru'yatihi fa in ghumma alaykum fa akmilu 'iddat Sha'ban 30 yawma," which means, fast upon seeing the crescent and break your fast upon seeing it. If you could not see the crescent because it was cloudy, then finish the whole 30 days of Sha'ban, related by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. The one who sees the crescent has to fast. Moreover, the one who does not see it, but is informed by an upright, trustworthy, free Muslim who does not lie, is also obligated to fast. Fasting has two integrals. The first is the intention in the heart every day. One intends in the heart, for example, I intend to fast tomorrow to fulfill the obligation of fasting Ramadan this year, faithfully and seeking the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The time of the intention is from sunset until the Fajr prayer begins. The second integral is to abstain from anything that invalidates fasting, from the appearance of the true dawn to the sunset. The invalidators of the fast are many. Among them is eating even if as little as a sesame seed and drinking even if one drop of water or medicine while remembering that one is fasting. Droplets in the nose or ear invalidate the fasting also if the medicine reaches the cavity of the body. The eye drop, on the other hand, does not invalidate the fast. Similarly, hypodermic, intramuscular and intravenous injections do not invalidate one's fasting. Losing consciousness for the whole day from Fajr to sunset, or losing sanity for one moment, also breaks one's fast. Placing one's finger or what is similar down one's throat to cause oneself to vomit invalidates the fast. If one involuntarily vomits and does not swallow any of it, then one's fasting is not invalidated. Another invalidator is apostasy of any type. Beliefs, actions, or sayings invalidates one's fasting. Whoever invalidates his fast by eating, drinking, or intentional vomiting is sinful. He is also obligated to make up the invalidated days immediately after Ramadan and the Eid day. However, he is not obligated to pay money to the poor Muslims as expiation. It is unlawful haram to fast the 2 days of Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha and the 3 days after Eid al-Adha known as the days of Tashriq. The dua one is recommended to say after breaking one's fast is Allahumma laka sumtu wa ala rizqika aftartu ذَهَبَ الظَّمَأُ وَبَتَلَّتِ الْعُرُوقُ وَثَبَتَ الْأَجْرُ إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى. Which means, O Allah, I fasted seeking your reward, and by your sustenance I break my fast. The thirst is gone, my veins are dampened, and the reward has been earned by Allah's will. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the power and ability to be grateful for the endowments that He has bestowed upon us and to guide us to performing the good deeds in sincerity. Ameen. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And Allah knows best.